Support for GLT comes from Bloomington Public Library, now offering a local podcast, Shelf Understanding. Past topics include the tiny house movement, virtual reality, an interview with author Eric Larson, and more. Shelf Understanding is available at bloomingtonlibrary.org, through iTunes, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is 89.1 GLT and WGLT.org.
Look out. Impatience downy mildew is on the loose and capable of striking your garden this summer. I'm Laura Kennedy, and this is GLT's Grow, your source for practical gardening advice from our expert in the field. From the Illinois State University School of Biological Sciences and curator of the Fell Arboretum, it's Patrick Murphy. Hello, Murph.
Laura, hello.
Today on GLT's Grow, we have a question from Julie in Philadelphia. She's wary of planting impatiens due to this recent fungal infection, impatiens downy mildew. Real problem here, Murph?
Well, it is. It's been a problem on and off over the years. And I'm creeping up on 20 years of professional experience in the landscaping industry. Well, actually, 22 years.
Okay, we won't tell anyone.
I'm just doing the math while I talk here. But impatiens are wonderful, and I can tell you that I've planted thousands and thousands of them. And I'm not the only person that loves them. Julie loves them too, but the rest of America loves them because it's the number one bedding flower in the United States.
You know, they're easy to grow and they're beautiful, and you know, it's an easy choice when you go in looking for, you know, a annual.
Yeah, from Annapolis to Tallahassee, you can plant them. Mm-hmm. From the Canadian border to the bottom of the Texan border, you can plant them.
But
they've got some particularities, and I can remember one very hot summer around 2005 in the city of Chicago. After planting thousands of impatiens, I had calls from thousands of clients saying, "Hey, Murph, what the heck? Get your tail over here and give me some flowers." It was really humid and hot, and they quit producing flowers when that happens a lot of times.
Oh, so that's what impatiens downy mildew does?
Well, that's just one of the things that impatiens have had setbacks from.
Okay.
And I'm also thinking about our current weather here in the Midwest. We've come off of a cool, wet spring, and now we're getting an intensely hot and humid summer. And some areas are getting adequate rainfall and some are not.
Mm-hmm.
And the impatiens, being a shade lover, they also like cool air. And it can get hot enough that the respite or the oasis that you've planted the impatiens in is no longer appealing to them.
Mm.
And it's a tough situation to get in because you have very few or limited options to try and correct that cultural factor.
Yeah, Julie actually was asking if we could grow them in pots to help maybe, you know, move them to a location where they might do better.
You can definitely grow impatiens in the pots. You want to stick with some of the shorter varieties. Impatiens can be anywhere from a 6-inch plant that's a foot wide to a 24-inch tall plant that's just as wide.
Wow.
So there's all different
There's all
sizes.
Kinds of options. So you should probably go on the small side for
and
the pots.
Yeah, that's right. And it depends on the size of your pot. You know, we got to play that game a little bit.
Right.
For the frugal gardeners, you want to start these seeds 10 weeks prior to planting them outside, after the last frost hazard has passed.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to use soil-less or soil-free mixes. And they're largely made of mica and vermiculite and some other things, but there's no soil in there. As we know it, it's got other man-made elements that are a replacement or a stand-in for soil.
Can that help actually protect against downy mildew?
It's the key.
Ah.
It's the key. And soil-free or soilless mix with good drainage, so that's basically a pot with holes in the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
We no longer practice the shards of broken pots and gravel in the bottom because we've learned that that captures soil particles and actually works against us. You're better just filling the pot with soil and having some good drainage at the bottom. And then the potted impatiens, they're going to need more frequent watering and fertilization.
You're listening to GLT's Grow, our weekly gardening show for those who like to get their hands dirty. This week, impatiens downy mildew. So really, Julie going for a pot is a good option for her. But what about the ones in the ground?
The ones in the ground are just as susceptible to the mildews and fungal blights and rots, particularly the damping off. If you buy the small quart size impatiens and you bring it home and we have that wet, cool weather, you're going to damp off. That impatient is going to get weak right where it rises from the ground, and it's going to lay over on its side, and it's never going to stand back up again.
Oh.
There are some other minor insects to deal with, but they're usually ones that are easy to treat and they're not common. But this mildew and fungal blights and rots are common.
Mm.
So
Really, basically, do we just have to say, well, there's a fungal blight. I guess unless I want to grow it in a pot and try and control the circumstances, there's not a whole lot you could do?
But there is something you can do.
Okay.
And that is, when you plant impatiens in the ground, you need to prepare the bedding area where the ground is going to be with some cultivation.
Mm-hmm.
If it is underneath of a tree or a shady spot where it stays damp longer and things like that, you would want to incorporate some amended either sand or some gypsum or some pea gravel or something to enhance the drainage in there.
Mm-hmm.
And then after you have done all of this mixing and smoothing to prepare for planting, you want to cover that with mulch.
How much mulch?
2 to 3 inches.
Okay.
2 to 3 inches. And then plant your impatiens through the mulch. So the soil, you've already worked it up, and it's nice and fluffy, and it's ready to go. You put the mulch on it, and you plant through there. What you have now is a network of mulch over the soil, and that prevents the splishing and splashing of soil particles during rain and wind. And that's what helps all these other conditions develop with the impatiens.
Now, this may sound like a crazy question, but are there mulches that can help sort of guard against, like something, they're treated with something that helps guard against any kind of fungal infection?
Well, I don't know of any that are treated, but I know that rock mulches, that's a pea gravel, as I mentioned, and mm-hmm. other kinds of decorative stone, but they're less conducive as use for bedding. That's usually what you would have as a mulch or a ground cover between permanent plants, like woody shrubs or evergreens or something like that.
Uh-huh.
If you were able to get some inexpensive stone, you could use that, but the impatiens kind of spread through this soiled area, so you're going to have more success with shredded hardwood mulch.
Okay.
And it's fibrous in nature, Laura, so when you lay it on the ground, you can either kind of groom it with a rake or spray it with water to help all the little particles smash together and kind of weave together.
Mm-hmm.
So when you do that, you've given yourself a little protection from the dirt that gets on the actual plant. That's helpful in lots of things we've talked about, tomato plants, the things that we grow to eat in general. But that's the best way to get started, is build that bed and then cover that bed with mulch. And then when you have finished planting through it, you've got that nice layer of protection there. There are also some horticultural oils we've talked about before, neem oil, mm-hmm. namely, and then rosemary oil. They can both be applied without having to go crazy with protective equipment, which is important but not necessary with these two. They're horticultural, they're organic, it's mm-hmm. not a man-made chemical.
Well, that's cool.
But it will stop the mildew. And matter of fact, you can, lots of things in the Midwest have mildew on them right now.
Huh?
So if you have mildew, whether it's on your impatiens or not, the neem oil and the rosemary oil will do a great job.
And rosemary oil smells better than neem oil.
It smells considerably better. But hey, I mentioned that when it gets really hot and humid, it's a natural response for the impatiens to quit producing flowers to conserve water.
Right.
You can do some supplemental watering, but you got to be careful and let that top 1/2 inch of soil dry out between the extra waterings when it's particularly hot.
Okay, great advice, Murph. And Julie, good luck with your impatiens. Next week on GLT's Grow, Janine in Bloomington has a question about lawn dormancy. Do you have a question? Well, send it along to WGLT.org/grow. Fill in the form, and maybe Murph will answer your question on the air. That's WGLT.org/grow.